Just taking this wonderful moment now to just breathe yourself into this beautiful pool of energy, all of us together. Aligning all aspects of your being now with the intention to connect to this ascension configuration group, this group energetic, all that are a part of it, all that will be a part of it, and the magnificent pattern that we hold, the frequencies that we anchor in light form in the quantum field. Thank you for doing this. For showing up week after week, for honoring your commitment. And of course, it's not just about honoring your commitment to this group dynamic. It is a thank you for honoring your greater mission. And so within the group now, there is a feeling of, oh, I'm a bit tired. Can I not just enjoy something for a while? I just want to feel a simple enjoyment, not the complications and the heaviness. We've spoken before indeed about the deluge, the ocean of information that we are attempting to navigate now, and how the body registers pieces of information. And the mind, the brain, the neural net, as being a sort of central hub and a connection between the body via the nervous system, but also the mind. What you are hearing, reading, and then imagining based on what you're hearing and reading. All of us are doing this now. And then the physical brain, the neural net, the wires are trying to process that and make sense of it. And we know this, but it's good to have a refresher. And then that then will become signals that are transmitted through the nervous system. They will also become biochemistry. But just for now, you're right. We need a little bit of space. We need a little bit of time. Especially what's up now is with the mind, especially giving yourself the space and the stillness and the quiet to just think your own thoughts. And yes, I said think your own thoughts, meaning don't try to quiet the mind and force the mind into a particular position or configuration itself of what the perfect meditative light worker mind should be, either completely empty, still and silent as a still pool of water, or perhaps with galloping rainbow unicorns and... you know what I mean. Perhaps what you need, what we need right now, is to just stop. And by stop, I mean stop the body, still the body. And oh, give yourself a little blessed cushion of time where you do not have to listen to someone else's thoughts, projections, or even register, decipher anyone else's energy as pieces of information. Don't read anything else, perhaps other than simple, soft, flowing kind of music, let's say. Don't listen to anything else. Let the body come to stillness and silence. And give your mind permission to just drift. For the most part, and we're going to say a word about this in a moment, but for the most part, Master, we have said this before. You can, by this time, you can trust the momentum of ascension that you have activated, that you have catalyzed, that you have worked on, that you are flowing through. You can trust that. Meaning that it's okay to allow this tiny little human aspect of the mind to just travel and drift and flit about. Rise and dive. Whatever it wants to do. Your system, and primarily this is the third, fourth dimensional bridging aspects of your system, information processing systems. Because of this sustained, prolonged overwhelm state, it needs a break. Actually, it needs multiple breaks. And this is quite a wonderful one. Meaning this process of bring the body to stillness. And now, let's talk about this for a moment. Create that, endeavor to create that same type of spaciousness that we are allowing the mind in this exercise. Allow that to be in the body as well. Set yourself up for the best possible conditions. Ideally, perhaps, lying on your back. The hands can be on the lower ribs, the abdomen, the hip bones, or at your sides, whatever feels good. And why in that configuration? Because if they are on the body a little bit, that will create a little bit of space under the arms. And that will help your lymphatic fluid flow to be optimal. Same with the legs. Just lying flat on the back is one of the most perfect alignments. All of the fluids are open, flowing in the groin, under the arms. Isn't this wonderful? There's quite literally a honeybee. Hello, sweetheart. I think you can probably hear it. I love it. What a wonderful energy for us. He's flying around my head. All right. Allow yourself to just be with your own thoughts. Now, this might on one level seem a little bit counterintuitive, given that it is also true that our thoughts are very powerful, and as light workers and masters of light, in our very convincing disguises as mere humans, but as masters of light, we are extremely powerful creators. We have talked about this before, about how there are some on the planet who are endeavoring to use our powers of creation and infusing potential creations with sufficient energy for them to come about. We might say, well then, I've got to be moment to moment aware, mindful, vigilant even, about what thoughts I have. So let us imagine or hold the possibility that they're actually both true. All of the above. We all know this. A big part of the creation process, let us say, or the summoning of energies in order to fortify and shore up and bring into being a potential, a lot of that really does have to do, as we know, with the emotion. And that is why we talk about the difference between coherent patterns and incoherent patterns. As I like to say, become a coherent pattern in the field. So an incoherent pattern in the field might be one, a mind and an emotional body that are flitting around. And even if there is, if it lands occasionally or even frequently on negativity or density, heaviness, it will then flit away. Similarly, they will alight upon something what they would say is positive or that they would quote-unquote want or desire. but they will only land on that and sustain that vibrational match to that for sometimes mere seconds, if not minutes. And then they have shifted again. That is an incoherent pattern in the field. And yes, considering how many people are not clear in their alignment as to their choosing of what thoughts, what intentions, what patterns they wish to hold in the field, it's good that they're incoherent, actually. They've got less creative power, quite honestly. So in this exercise, this sort of spacious rest, in this exercise, there is going to be, ideally, very little emotion. There is more about noticing, witnessing, a sort of spacious, drifty detachment. So this is offering relief to, again, primarily the nervous system, the neural net. This is not where you are trying to bring about, let us say, a very, even a positive outcome. We're going to do some work around that, actually, visualizing that another time. This is more of a spacious, loving, equanimous, allowing. Now, just as a parent whose child has set foot into a wonderful playground and is running here and there and enjoying the grass and the trees and all of the little things it can climb on. And the parent can just sit on the bench and watch that precious child just move about wherever it wants to go, knowing that it is a safe place. And also knowing that if the child were to be making a beeline for the exit to that, or from that playground, let us say, onto the road, the parent will mobilize to redirect. You see what I'm saying? So yes, observing the mind in this exercise as well. If the mind continually wants to hook into a lower vibrational loop, first of all, very good chance that that is the root of that loop is a program. It wasn't even yours. You've been so deeply programmed, the mind, the construct, the psyche construct, the personality construct has been so deeply programmed. Before this exercise, let it go. Perhaps in an image that's coming right now, perhaps you picture yourself as an eagle that has picked up some animal that's flying with it, and the animal's squirming, and you just let it go. That thought loop, that little hook that wants to pull you into the chaos realms. just drop it and fly higher. Your system needs a break. Your brain, your neural net, your nervous system, they need a rest. So you can set yourself up for success in this. Again, don't read anything too stressful online before you say, right, I'm going to lie down and do this resting spaciousness meditation. The power of even the smallest rituals is not to be overlooked, really, such as lighting a little candle, lighting the incense perhaps, playing a little bit of music. Setting an intention, very powerful. Remember, you can intend to connect to the morphic field of this group. Intending to connect now to the Ascension Configuration morphic field. Remember that those in this group that are experiencing a lot of smooth, powerful, balanced, aligned energetic states, they are there as a pattern in the field to assist you. This very often happens this way. Some of us will move through a ripple, a wobble, come out the other side and be in a very anchored, balanced state while the other part of the group then goes into their wobble. So whenever you are destabilized, know this. There are others in this group configuration who are in a stable, aligned balance. They've got their horizontal plane is balance. They've got their vertical alignment locked in, anchored in that stargate of the heart. Use that. We are here for one another. Create the space. Give the mind, even the little human aspects of the mind, give the mind permission to let go, to expand and be free. And here's the most important part. Trust the momentum that you have long ago catalyzed. The flow that is now the greatest part of your life. And even if you are experiencing upheaval in your life, I can promise you that it is actually a coming together. It is an extruding of that which was not a vibrational match anymore. And sometimes that literally has to be pulled from us because we do not want to let it go. That's okay. Trust the momentum. Trust the light that you are. And trust these greater soul groups that you are a part of. We form a most powerful grid around this planet. Trust that. And give yourself and your sweet body a break.